A Giant Story explores the film's main themes along with its ties to El Paso. The exhibit includes authentic costumes worn by Elizabeth Taylor, James Dean, Rock Hudson, photos, production art, and documents, as well as memorabilia from the collections of El Pasoan Wally Check, who also was a waitress on the Marfa shoot, and Nancy Hamilton, who covered the movie's El Paso premiere at the Plaza Theater on November 8, 1956, for the El Paso Times. Here to tell us all about it is Ben Fife.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back, Ben.
No problem.
I remember you reading when you were able to solidify this, you know, you're going back and forth with the movie studios. What's that process like?
You know, it's really crazy. I will say we have established a really great working relationship both at the El Paso Museum of History and the El Paso Museum of Art with the Plaza Classic Film Series. And we really look at these exhibitions as ways to expand the reach of the film festival and also create something that I think allows all of us to take part in it because it's such a huge and popular event. So the last couple of years, we've worked every couple of years with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. This year, we also had to work with the Warner Brothers Archives. And it's a really interesting process. It's not dissimilar to working with a major museum in terms of really putting together a lot of assurances that we have the kind of facilities that they can trust their artifacts and documents in terms of climate control and security, and that we're going to, you know, be really respectful in the way that we tell these stories. And so it's something we're used to doing, but it just gets really exciting because you're like...
Right, you're like, Liz Taylor's here. Yeah.
our attorney called and said, your contract from Warner Brothers is ready. Yes. And I was like, this is the closest I will ever be to Betty Davis. And I was like, this is awesome.
And I mean, what if it was your acting contract? I mean, a girl can dream.
Exactly. So it's really great, actually, to be able to work with these studios. You know, last year we had an exhibition on the making of Gone with the Wind. This year, you know, a film that a lot of people consider to be the Gone with the Wind of Texas, Giant, was the focus. And what was really exciting was the ability to take a film that I think has, you know, a statewide focus and really a huge, had a national audience and an international audience. It was hugely popular in France, but had a really strong El Paso connection.
Well, our sky was in it the entire time. I mean, you talk about Giant and it's just like, wow, this landscape.
Yeah, absolutely. So
large.
The way the film is produced, it's a very traditional sort of Hollywood film of the golden age in terms of its layout and its story structure. But what was interesting is they filmed all the interior sequences in Hollywood on the Warner Brothers lots. In fact, the interior house for Riata was also later reused for The Sound of Music for the Von Trapp home.
Oh, nice.
So you'll notice that weird double staircase comes in again. But all the exterior shots they did a lot of scouting and they finally settled on Marfa. And so what was really interesting and how El Paso became so involved was Marfa just was so small as is today, the infrastructure for Marfa really comes in from El Paso. And so, you know, the stars and the crews traveling in and out, you know, were having to really come here first. A lot of the major equipment and the contractors they needed on site, they didn't have options in Marfa. So a lot of people were trucking in and out to Marfa to be able to take part in that. When I was talking to my mom about this and working on the exhibit, it was really fun because she was telling me, yeah, you know, my dad worked on that. And, you know, and she'd never talked about this before, but my grandfather had these, you know, major contracting vehicles. And so they just needed all this equipment for the sets. And so he was in and out of Marfa a lot. He really didn't like it because it was such a long drive. But my mom remembers him talking about Elizabeth Taylor and how incredibly beautiful she was. And how my grandmother would get a little upset about that.
Well,
you know?
Of course. I mean, eight husbands. How many husbands was she at by that point?
I think she was at husband two or three, four.
Enough to be threatening.
Right. So, so it was really great. And I think, you know, the curator at our museum is really great about really taking the local aspect of stories and really pulling that thread out. And so we were able to work with some local collectors or people who had been involved and really get to showcase what they had.
So tell us about Wally Check and our writer from the Times.
Sure.
What kind of stuff that they have to share?
You know, I think Miss Hamilton had her press kit, which is really fun to see, you know, how these studios really rolled it out. And then she also got to visit set and she was given the gift of some homemade earrings.
Nice.
That were made out of casting lures. And so she kept those, and those are on display. Miss Sheck is really quite a character. She's at city council every week. I was not aware of her connection to this film until we started putting this exhibition together. But she worked as a waitress on the set for catering services. And she was knocked over at one point. She was very petite. And sort of as an apology, she was really given full access to the set.
Oh, wow.
And so...
did she ask for that? Or were they just like...
she doesn't say that, but knowing Miss Sheck, I would not... I wouldn't be surprised, and good for her. And so what she did, she went out and bought a camera. And her photos are just absolutely incredible. Really close connections to the cast and crew. She sort of was able to permeate that inner circle. Mm-hmm. And so her photos are on display.
I can visually recall one of James Dean in a grocery store.
Yeah, there's a great shot of Liz Taylor with one of her catering trays, you know, walking up with lunch.
Oh, she ate. That's good.
Yeah, she ate.
Nice to know.
She's actually just, you know, in like a pair of really rugged men's trousers and a bra and a cowboy hat. And she looks
hot. Incredible.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, really, really incredible. But yeah, Mrs. Sheck, you know, sort of visually documented all these and had all these really fun stories and was able to share them and was really generous about sharing them with the exhibit and that story with the community. And so I think it's those kinds of touches that make these exhibitions really special. And I think for audiences at the Plaza Classic or at the El Paso Museum of History, you really get a sense of how these films have local connections and local stories. You know, it's not just the final cut you see
right
on the screen. There's all these stories behind it. And oftentimes El Pasoans were threaded throughout.
So every time I see costumes on display, I'm amazed at how tiny they are. I haven't seen these in person.
I was a little surprised that these actually do not look as tiny as I thought they would. And actually, we have a pair of jeans worn by James Dean. Very, very cool. I was expecting them to look, I think, more rebel without a cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm like, they actually fit the character. They were, you know,
cowboy.
They're cowboy. They're kind of loose, and they look old and rugged and worn out. And they were intended to look like that. There's a really great story about one of the main actresses in the film, Mercedes McCambridge, and Gary Cooper, who had done a lot of Westerns, happened to be visiting Warner Brothers, the lot, one day, and he saw the hat that they were going to have Mercedes wear throughout the film. And she's, you know, she's a really central character. She's sort of the matriarch of the ranch. She's, you know, out there with the cattle all day, every day. And she had a brand new Stetson that they were going to give her.
And he was
like, yeah. And he's like, what is this?
A true ranching woman does not have a clean Stetson.
That's exactly what he said. And he's like, this is unbelievable. He's like, no self-respecting rancher. And actually, I think he said no self-respecting Texan woman who is out among dead cattle all day is going to have a hat that looks like this. And so he actually gave her one of his hats that he had worn for years and years and years. It's a men's hat. It looks like it's been through hell and
mm-hmm.
back. And when she got it, she was really excited. You know, it made more sense. And she
asked. It also makes her look like she's actually out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was great for the story and for the character. But she has a really great anecdote where she said, well, these watermarks on it, you know, it's been through the rain a lot. And he's like, oh, no, no, no. He's like, that's horse pee. And she's like, excuse me?
Thanks for the hat.
Yeah. And he's like, no, this is a tradition. Like, this is something a rancher, you know, you're proud of that. And so she says, you know, she used it and that James Dean tried to steal it. You know, from the moment it was like this really coveted icon on the set.
It's legit.
Yeah, it was super legit. But there was this real commitment to accuracy that I think the cast and crew were sort of told to undertake.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really great about the production in Marfa is at the time, Marfa had a population of about 3,000 people. We called the exhibition, the second part of the exhibition title is When Hollywood Came to West Texas. And it was as big a deal as you would imagine back then.
Of course. Because how many people were on that set, you think?
Well, the funny thing is the director had an open set. And so he actively really encouraged, you know, all 3,000 people in Marfa could all just come in and watch every day. He really encouraged them to act as extras, to be dialect coaches. A lot of people working in ranching in Marfa ended up coaching both James Dean and Rock Hudson in terms of rope tricks, how to ride horses, things like that. So the whole town sort of got involved.
And you still see that pride now. You go to the Paisano and it's the Elizabeth Taylor suite. It's the Rock Hudson suite. And they've got this beautiful display downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the film, I think, still has such a huge part in that community. And I think just in the story of Texas in general. But it's really interesting. One of the things that a lot of the people on the set talked about, and we talk about in the exhibition, is when you bring this huge cast and crew out there and they get days off, there's nothing to do. So they end up actually just going and hanging out on set. So even if you're not working, you're still out there mingling. And what's really great are all these people talking about how lovely everybody was. I mean, it really was a really genuine, open sort of relationship with the community out there where people had really close access, like Mrs. Sheck. Elizabeth Taylor was really famous for having a bowl of dimes at her door to tip people 10 cents, which was a very, you know, princely sum back then. But she was really generous. And people remember that. And I think, as you mentioned, you know, I mean, the community still really celebrates that.
It's a love affair,
absolutely.
For sure. So how long, I mean, the Plaza Classic is gone, but the exhibit remains.
Yeah, so the exhibit is actually up until September 18th. So what this is also really great in that we're able to take the story of the Plaza and sort of make it a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
Plaza really takes over downtown El Paso for 15 days, 16 days,
yeah,
I think.
A good chunk of time.
But we're really excited to be able to take a year's worth of hard work and be able to actually extend that out a little. Because whenever anybody visits us, we also talk about how this is, you know, really due in part to the partnership with the Plaza Classic and, of course, the El Paso Community Foundation.
And it's neat. And you get to say you have a contract with Warner Brothers.
You get to say you have a contract with Warner Brothers. And James Dean's jeans are just downstairs from my office. Yeah.
So you can check out A Giant Story, When Hollywood Came to West Texas. It is at the El Paso Museum of History. And it's going to be on display through September 18th. Today, my guest has been Ben Fife. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you. And, of course, this is free, like everything in the El Paso Museum of History, so definitely come check it out.